Hello, it's On This Day. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Ian Salmon and by Neil Atkinson to talk, well, about things that have happened on this day in Liverpool's history. So we've got a couple of games and a transfer out to go through. But first of all, on this day, Ian Salmon, how are you?
I'm good. I managed to get into, after my exploits last time I came into a show, I managed to get in, get a Starbucks and not be attacked by a seagull. So that was a bonus. I was quite paranoid walking here from Starbucks, like, but you know, looking to the skies, waiting for the next dive.
Do you feel like you're a target now, like they've all discussed it?
I feel they know me. I feel like the walk from London Road down through town with the seagulls at the top of St. John's Precinct, I know this is no good for anybody else outside Liverpool, but I felt they were watching. More than they ever have before.
I think they have meetings.
I think they do.
We need to acknowledge that they have meetings. They've got I think they might have files, to be honest with you. I think they've got a strong intelligence game.
The Seagulls.
No. I've had my fair share of incidents.
Oh yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, Neil's lost a pair of glasses.
I heard about this last week when I came in and related my woes and thought, okay, well, I got away without any major injuries.
I
think my Seagully card is marked. But it just means I'm constantly, I'm on my guard with them. So I'm with you 100%, Ian. I think we just need to accept, obviously, we're in the long term going to come off second best.
Well, they are. Scouse Seagulls, I've said this for years, are the hardest bastards on the planet. And when the apocalypse finally happens somewhere in the next 6 months, they will be the one thing that survives. Not all seagulls, just Scouse Seagulls.
Let's hope and they can represent.
Yeah. How are you, Neil? Seagulls aside.
Good, yep. Been away for a couple of days, which was really nice. Had a very good time in Paris. Didn't go anywhere near the Stade de France, as you'd expect. I had no reason to. But I had a nice couple of days with my dad and my brother in Paris. So feel quite energised, to be honest with you. Quite ready to get stuck into whatever this period of time is now. Watched a bit more of the World Cup than I anticipated, as I tweeted.
Watching another country in that country is good fun, I think. Yeah. You watch France in Paris.
I watched France in Paris and it was really good fun.
Yeah.
Only one person tried to sing the national anthem, which I was both pleased and disappointed by, in that I wanted it to be a bit like the scene in Casablanca, on the one hand.
Maybe the whole weekend.
Yeah, the whole weekend.
Casablanca.
Would have been perfect. On the other hand, yes, you remember Paris, don't you? You know, you wore blue and the Germans wore grey.